Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. I love this time of year, y'all. It's always filled with friends and family around the dinner table, holiday traditions, and my favorite, cozy time spent at home. Wayfair is your one-stop holiday shop this season, regardless if you're throwing a party for people and it's all the decor, or if you need to find that perfect gift for someone you love. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, music titan Quincy Jones, who produced for Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, and Ray Charles, among others, has died at the age of 91. His publicist says he died Sunday at his Bel Air home, surrounded by family. Listen to this. The list of his honors and awards he's won fills 18 pages in his autobiography, Q, and that includes 28 Grammys.
Wow.
So impressive.
Yeah, he did. I remember the story. Carl's going to laugh at me when I bring this up because it's got the VH name in it. But when Quincy Jones called Eddie Van Halen and asked him to come over and work with Michael Jackson on Thriller.
It was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea.
And so Mark's happy about it.
So there you have it.
Anything including Van Halen.
Yeah, I just had to work
happy.
That in there, yes.
And he was married several times, has 7 kids, including Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. She's Anne.
And then he was married to Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad for a while.
I had no idea Anne was his daughter. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know.
No clue.
All right. Jason Kelce's taken some heat after he smashed a Penn State fan's phone. That fan had been making fun of his brother, of course, Travis Kelce, for dating Taylor Swift. Now, I can't say the word that he used on the radio, but here's what was happening. This guy was walking with a bunch of other people, including Kelce, ahead of the Penn State-Ohio game on Saturday, and he kept following Kelce. He's trying to record him, and that was when Jason Kelce turned around and threw the guy's phone on the ground.
We have the sound from that.
Yeah, go
Bleeped.
Ahead. Bleep.
Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Clearly
Kelce.
Drunk.
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
Yeah, he said it twice.
Yeah.
And then Kelce grabbed his phone and slammed it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. In any other situation, I mean, Kelce probably should have just kept his cool and kept walking, but he didn't. No, I'm surprised the left's not supporting him on this.
I think he... People get way too comfortable on the internet nowadays,
yep.
So then they think they can do it in person. So.
Thank you. Too many people on the internet have never been punched in the nose. You would not want to get punched by this guy. He's huge.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
People say some really stupid things to celebrities and think it's completely fine because they're a celebrity to say this
to
them.
Plus, the word he used doesn't fit a guy dating a girl.
Right.
I mean, even if it made any sense, he was clearly drunk, but anyway.
And annoying.
Yeah. Thank you.
TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy. That was over the weekend that happened, blaming their ongoing financial woes on the COVID pandemic. The company had closed dozens of its locations here in the United States and other parts of the world that had been underperforming. TGI Fridays says it'll use this opportunity to look into ways to restructure the company to ensure long-term viability of the brand.
Is there still one downtown here? Is that one still
know.
Open down here by Keener Plaza?
I've not been to a TGI Fridays in years.
It's been a long time, but I believe there's still one down here in Keener Plaza.
If I had to guess, it probably closed down.
Oh, did it? Okay, I don't know.
But
it was
right
next to Hooters.
I wonder if it's part of that, like a bunch of franchises got bought out basically so they could exploit the real estate, kind of like Red Lobster. So they're going bankrupt, but it's for the real estate.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if they're part of that, but.
Could be. All right, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. The 47-year-old says he's been privately dealing with the diagnosis and has been taking steps to resolve it, adding that there's reason to be optimistic and says he's feeling good. He had recently appeared on an episode of Walker, which I'd not heard of, and he's supposed
it's a remake
to
of
star
Walker,
in some other
Texas
film.
Ranger on CBS.
Well, how weak is that? Who did they get for the lead role in that one?
One of the guys from Supernatural. It's not CBS. I think it's on the CW.
Okay.
But he had to apologize to his family because the tabloids found out and went live with it before he could tell all of his family members.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's terrible. Hey, remember the Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn, who famously scored 0 points at the Olympics?
Yeah, that was
okay.
bad.
Listen what she's doing now. She's offering anyone who can beat her at breakdancing $10,000. She's calling it the Ray Gunn Challenge because her name is Rachel Gunn. So here's what the fans can do. They can create a video using this the Finder beat track. I'm not even familiar with that. But they can post it to Instagram with the hashtag Ray Gunn Challenge. The best solo dancer wins $5,000. The best two-person dance group wins $10,000.
Where's she getting all this money all of a sudden? Did she, like, make a lot of money after being famous?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
How did she monetize that?
Well, even if you have enough followers now on social media sites, you can monetize that.
The TGI Fridays is closed down. The one in South County is still open, and so is Fairview Heights.
Ah, good to know. Thank you, Carl. Thank you for that TGI Fridays update.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to John Sauer next hour, former Solicitor General from Missouri, on Amendment 3. Stay tuned.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Clarkson here to let you know it's the holidays at Wayfair, and I'm so excited to share how you can add a little extra magic to your celebrations this season. I love this time of year, y'all. It's always filled with friends and family around the dinner table, holiday traditions, and my favorite, cozy time spent at home. Hosting is such a big thing during the holidays, and Wayfair has the perfect pieces to make your holiday celebrations even more festive and totally your style. To get the holiday Christmas spirit going at my house, we love watching some fun classic Christmas movies, baking in the kitchen together, having some holiday music on. It just makes everything more magical. One thing I love about Wayfair is they have so many options because each year we like to do something a little different. Look, everyone knows no matter how much preparation you go in for Christmas time, it's so busy. So the free, easy delivery that Wayfair provides is something I really love. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.